Brett took.
It was a Brett moment.
Yeah, it was a Brett moment. Brett criticized people who were who'd never played the game for being too critical, I guess, of himself and the team, and it created a little bit of an issue.
I did not know that. When did that happen?
That happened yesterday. So how much will the fine be for Brett?
No, it's...
How much of a fine or how much of a reward? You know what? I don't get into that stuff, guys. Some guys choose to do that. You gotta take the good with the bad in this business, that's for sure.
Absolutely. John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central. I did want to ask you, John, a tough way to lose a game last night, obviously a walk-off walk, but I've also got to say that, man, Brad Lincoln got no break, and I'm not going to turn this into bash the umpire by any stretch of the imagination, but he had at least one pitch that sure looked like a strike to me.
Yeah, the problem is you walk two of them, you know?
Yeah.
That's you put yourself in a hole there. You know, it's... Anytime you're thinking about intentionally walking guys and putting a pitcher in a bind, you always fear in the back of your mind, well, either the next guy coming in or the guy that's still in the game, you know, you put them with their back against the wall. Can they make a pitch? Can they even throw strikes? And, you know, sometimes you get burned by that. You know, you see one guy get walked sometimes. You know, when you walk two guys, you know, you're not supposed to win the game if you want to know the truth. So, mm-hmm. You got to do some contact. Make them beat you with a hit.
Sure, and I'm sure Brad Lincoln would have loved to have that happen. It's a terrible feeling to walk in the winning run. But Brad Lincoln's not a high-pressure pitcher. At least he hasn't been thrown in a lot of those situations. But Casey Jansen has. So we have to ask, was Casey not an option maybe to go out there?
Well, you know what? Be honest with you, you know, we're on the road. You pitch Casey there. You know, you're not going to have him for two innings. You know, you hold down the fourth there. Remember, we got, you know, I mean, he's, you know, at home, he's definitely in late in the game. But, you know, I understand the argument on that side. Well, you just pitch him there and let somebody else close if you get the lead or something like that. But, you know, we got to remember, too, with Casey, we are trying to, you know, we're trying to guard him, you know, with the shoulder issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just trying to, you know, keep him in situations where he's got a chance to perform and do his thing, close out ball games. If we're at home, he'll pitch the ninth inning at times. So, but you know what, dude? You know, our bullpen's a little bit beat up. You know, we had gone through Ollie there. We're trying to stay away from Ortiz. You know, he's pitching tonight. Story's a new guy. We didn't want to throw him in the fire right there. Rogers was out. You know, he'd thrown the previous two or three nights, whatever it was. So Leap was in there. I mean, Loop was in there. Lincoln was in there. Cecil was probably next or Story. You know, so we were definitely in a jam. Guys are pretty beat up. You know, Loop came in and got the first two guys out. You know, then the double to they're drawing a blank. I told you guys, woke me up in the. Too early this morning, but you know what I'm saying. Maybe you don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, you know what? Sometimes you need to use certain guys. Ideally, that wouldn't be their spot, but when you're in a jam, you're in extra innings. It's a roll of the dice in extra innings anyway.
You know, Gibby, a lot of people talk about how the 40-game mark is a time when 40 to 45 games is a time when teams sort of sit back and take a look and analyze it, look at their lineup, look at the roster. You guys are 13-22. You got five games left before that sort of that 40-game point. You know, how would you personally approach any analyzation of this team at that time? You know, like what would you see as areas of strength, areas of particular weakness, things that absolutely have to change?
Well, to start with, you know, I think our bullpen's been very good. You know, last night, that happens not too often, but it does happen. But overall, I think those guys have done a great job. I really do. Starting-wise, I mean, right now, we're scuffling. I mean, we got some guys down and out. You know, we're trying to piece it together. You know, but, you know, it's been kind of hit or miss in that spot, too. You know, I mean, we've had some really good ones, and we've struggled at times. And, you know, that's led to the... You know, they having to use the bullpen a lot. So, I mean, everything catches up with you. You know, you know, offensively, I start to see some things coming around. But, you know, right now, I mean, there's a number of guys in that lineup that are struggling that we really need to get going. You know, I mean, there's no question about that. And, you know, we base everything off prior history of these guys, and we still, you know, maybe they won't get to their norms, but, you know, we think they'll get pretty close. If they do that, we'll be in good shape. So you have to stay optimistic because you know, and I like this team. I've always liked this team, and in the end, if we're good enough, we'll be in this thing, and if we're not, we won't. I mean, it's that simple. And I guess you could say defense has kind of ironed itself out a little bit, you know, for what was going on early in the season. You know, there's still mistakes here too that are being made that are costly at this level because. You know, you watch around baseball. I mean, at this level, you still you got to make the routine plays. But in the big leagues, too, you got to take away hits sometimes. And that's what the good teams do. And we haven't done that necessarily. So, you know, it's been disappointing. It's been frustrating for everybody, not just myself and, you know, the front office type. You know, the players, they're frustrated with it, too. But, you know, I see some signs of some good things happening. It's just, you know, we've dug ourselves a hole here. And until you come out of that, you know, the bullseye is going to be on us.
We're joined by John Gibbons.
Was that long-winded enough for you?
No, it's great. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. I love it. So I'm glad you're waking up for us, man. That's great.
Isn't that what they tell politicians? They just keep talking. They don't have time for any more questions or something.
Just keep talking so there's no follow-ups.
No, we can skip commercials, man. No, we're not letting you off the hook. No. We're joined by John Gibbons. He's the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, live from Boston right now. I want to ask you about Ricky Romero. You took him out of the game after one out. I know that's got to be devastating for Ricky. How was his reaction to that? How's he doing? Can you give me any insight to his mental state before he was sent down?
Well, you know, he's disappointed. I mean, as you expect, I mean, we're disappointed. I mean, we don't like to have to do that. I don't think his reaction was anything abnormal, you know, when I took him out of the game and even on the bench, you know. But then again, I don't know what's going through his mind. But I know he's frustrated. But, you know, at that point, you know, we're trying to win the game, you know, and I was basing it off the results. I did think he was a little tentative, you know, not cutting the ball loose. And, you know, that kind of told me right there that, you know, he's you know, maybe his confidence isn't what, you know, where it needed to be. So, but I made the move strictly on, you know, we'd scored two runs. Encarnacion hit a home run leading off the game. You know, that game could go either way that right there. You know, we had brought Gonzalez up, and he'd been starting in AAA, so he was – I mean, it wasn't a case we're going to have to kill the rest of our bullpen with him being here. So, you know, we took our shot there, and he actually held us in the game, you know, till late in the sixth when they blew it open. But, you know, as far as Ricky, I mean, it's been a tough go. You know, I mean, you got to be mentally tough in this business, you know, to survive, and I think he is. And, I think he just needs to go down to Buffalo, make a few starts, and we'll see where he's at. That's basically all it is.
John, what are you seeing out of Brett Laurie? As far as the leadoff spot goes?
Well, you know, I moved him out of that spot last night, put Raja up there, moved him down a little bit. And, you know, we'll do that against the lefties, and we'll just, you know, we'll see where he is on, and, you know, next few days, you know, we face a right-hander. You know, he hasn't been getting on base, but you know what? I think he's real close. And, you know, but he's, hey, we need Brett Laurie. You know, mm-hmm. We need him to have a big year, and I think he will. I mean, he's... You know, he's doing a tremendous job down at third base, and he's throwing his hits here or there. But he's like a lot of guys. I mean, you know, we've been very streaky, and some guys really haven't gotten going yet. So, you know, once that happens, and we're banking on that it will happen. But until then, you know, we're just talking.
What tells you that he's close, John?
Well, he's right on his pitch. You know, he's just right. Missing that thing and is fouling it off. You know, I think he's seeing the ball good. You know, those kind of things. I mean, he's spitting on some breaking balls, but, you know, I mean, he's a high-wired guy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the more he can relax in the box, I think the better he'll be. But, yeah, early on in the season, you know, I mean, when he first came up, when you know, he probably should have still been in the minor leagues or down in spring training getting his work in. You know, he's jumping at a lot of balls, swinging at a lot of balls out of the strike zone, especially the breaking balls. And that's when you knew, you know what, he just hadn't had enough at bats. But, you know, he's not doing that as much anymore. And, you know, you look back a couple games in that New York series, our last road trip, a couple home runs to right center field. I mean, that's when you can usually tell when a when a hitter's on is when they're, you know, driving the ball to the other opposite gap. But then, you know, a little bit, that's gotten away from him a little bit, and he's been in a little bit of hook mode. And that causes some problems, too. But, you know, hey, Brett's a good player. You know, but he's like, you know, what happens in this business, and everybody's frustrated where the team's at. You try to make up for it. You try to be the guy that gets things done. And you know what? That usually backfires on you. So you just got to try, you know, do what you're capable of doing and let everybody else do their job. And that's, you know, that's, you can usually rectify it. But that's not very easy to do sometimes.